John, first things first, down in Mayo. It's a long way to ground to talk to a fellow Scan.
Yeah, we could have done this in the local Sheridan's Bear and restaurant in Miltownjohnny, yeah, definitely.
Very good. Well, if we had been having a drink over Christmas in another world and you were talking, looking ahead to the league, would you be happy the way things turned out in the end now that you've probably had time to think about the league campaign that's just gone by?
Look, the biggest thing, Johnny, and we spoke about it ourselves, the biggest thing was survival in Division 1 and obviously getting game time and getting experience into players, which was done, and albeit, you know, the young lads, the Jack McCabe's, Killian O'Curran, Liam O'Keneally's, Patrick Egan's, you know, even Johnny McGrath, Sean Fitz, getting more game time into those lads. It probably wasn't ideal in relation to putting them into the pressure situation of starting most of the games. It would have been a lot better with the more experienced players and integrating them into a system with the likes of Damien, the Chain, the Matties, the Sean Kellys. But look, that didn't happen, and the lads were phenomenal. Like it was down to those lads really that we survived in Division 1. They've got experience way more than what we would have thought at the start, but look at it, it's been great, and survival was the name of the game, which we did, thankfully.
Last year, new structure, I think we're all kind of getting our heads around it. The league campaign was a bit, I don't know, peculiar, weird, that we do so much coming and going. Are you having to adjust your plans? You know, we saw how the league went last year, probably look at yourselves and Mayo flying at the start of the year, and then the seasons wouldn't have ended as you would have liked. That probably had to rejig your plans when you were planning ahead for this year.
Yeah, you do, but look at it, there's all sorts of obstacles get in your way in relation to obviously injuries and different things, and then if you lose it, like we lost the first game to Mayo, so the next few games were crucial, and you know, there's different obstacles, as I say, get in your way all the time, so you know, you have to reassess where you are, reassess the importance of each game. But as I said, the biggest thing was survival. If we were lucky enough to get to a league final, great, we would have approached that to try and win it as well. But look, we survived. We've 2 weeks left to get ready for London after the last league game. And look, we're happy enough the way things are going. We're getting a few lads back as the weeks go on from injury, and hopefully we'll be ready to go now come the Connacht Championship.
You touched on it there, probably not the circumstances you'd have liked, but defensively I think it's been a good league. You know, the standout players at the back, even the likes of Johnny McGrath and Sean Fitz, have seemed to really, you know, have really fine performances, and defensively been pretty solid all year.
Yeah, defensively we've been great, in fairness, and you spoke of the two lads, like Johnny McGrath, to me, like, he's been the outstanding Marin Macker in the league. I don't think he's been getting enough credit from different media platforms, but he's just been phenomenal. He's marked all the marquee players in each game for us, you know, like Shane McGuigan, Derek Canavan, he's marked them all, and like he held Shane McGuigan scoreless from play, which is a phenomenal thing to do at the moment. But just himself and Sean Fitz have been great. Now, like, we've Owen Kelly, we've Dylan McHugh and John Daly, who had to play all the games, you know. Like, they've got loads and loads of experience, and now Sean Kelly's coming back. Hopefully we'll have Killian back in the near future, and hopefully things are progressing very well, yeah.
Even the likes of Sean Fitz, I know Sean Kelly's had to play full back almost by default, maybe shades of Seamus Moynan back in the day in that famous Kerry. You want to get him back on the pitch, but I think we all like to see him a little bit deeper, a little bit higher up the pitch and running in from deep, but that gives you an option there now.
Yeah, it definitely gives an option the way Sean Fitz is going, and long may it continue, and hopefully Sean Fitz will be available to play on Saturday week in London. And as you say, that does give options with Sean Kelly. Now, Sean has been injured most of the year, so it'll take time to integrate him back into the team to where we want him to play, but definitely it does give us options, yeah.
You look ahead then, the elephant in the room, injuries. It must have been pulling your hair out trying to make teams, and no doubt you had to change them last minute, players pulling down. The injury lists seem to just keep on going and going. Not that you're making excuses, but it must have been a nightmare to try and navigate around.
It was, even to organise training and get things sorted. Like, at one stage we had 21 injuries, which meant like we were down to 7-a-side games of training, like at inter-county level, that's just not feasible. So it was very, very difficult to, you know, the weather conditions and the pitch conditions that we have at the moment. There's very few floodlit pitches in Galway, as you know, so it's very difficult to, and there's a lot of teams training an hour in Loch George in the training centre, so the pitch is very heavy. Lads are getting injuries. I'm not saying that's the reason, but like there's a number of factors that's happening. But it was very difficult to organise training and to organise priorities and different things.
So you've got over that now. It's almost twofold, isn't it? You want to get the injury players back, but then it's not just getting back from injury, it's trying to get the match fit. Is that going to be a challenge ahead now?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's got to match fit in time when they get back from the injuries is the biggest thing. But look, at that's all part of the challenge. But look, at it's great that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully they will see game time. And look, at there's a minimum of 9 matches left if we have to win the All-Ireland. So it's like a reset button is pressed now and there's 9 matches left. And we're hoping that we'll be involved in all 9 of those matches.
And this all starts with a trip to London. There's always a bit of novelty with that. It's a different set of circumstances for you to navigate as well, you know, logistics, getting there. But I think the last time we played them, they gave Kevin Walsh's side a bit of a scare. It will be a challenge as well, and you'll have to be at it from the off, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. And look, there's the old cliche, Johnny, whether people like to hear it or not, it's one game at a time. And definitely in this case, I was just talking to John Daly out there, and he made his debut in 2019, I think it was. And God, we were very lucky to come out of there. They only won by 2 or 3 points in the end. But London now, like the last couple of years, they've got a very settled team. They've been very consistent in the results in Division 4. And like even talking to Kevin again outside, he was very surprised at how well drilled they were, how well organised they were when they beat them in the Dome. And Mayo had a good few season campaigners playing that day as well. So we won't be taking London for granted at all.
What's the update then? Maybe will Sean potentially, is he top of that injured list to potentially come back? Or how's the progress of, yeah, you know, everyone's worried about Shane Walsh, Damien Comer, Killian McDade. We saw Liam Silk back, thankfully, that was a positive. But that injury list of key players, say, how are they looking?
Well, that's great. Look, as you say, we got Liam Silk back. Sean is top of the ones coming back. So hopefully, if he trains this evening and trains Saturday, he should be okay to be available for selection. You know, the Shanes, the Damies, the Matties, the Killians, all of these lads, they're a number of weeks away, so I can't say what matches they'll be available, to be honest. But hopefully as the weeks go by one, they'll be getting back into shape.
Massive boost, because there has to be confidence at the same time in the squad. Those newer players, they were thrown in the deep end and ultimately they passed the test. That was your tick box, no doubt, stay in Division 1.
Oh, absolutely. And I mentioned a few lads earlier, and look at while we didn't play well at home and we lost all our home games, you know, going away to Tyrone and going away to Monaghan and getting a result away to Roscommon with the number of new debutants on the pitch and inexperience, it was a phenomenal achievement for them. And if we can integrate all the lads that are injured, as you say, back into the group with those lads, yeah, hopefully it's a sign of good things to come.
And ultimately it's the start of two competitions now. We saw last year we were flying it, kind of championship won on a good league campaign, but then the next one, part of the competition, which ultimately is the main one, the All-Ireland series, ended in disappointment. That's going to be a wiggle and, you know, adjustment periods, no doubt, for your side.
Yeah, but and look, at hopefully the lads, when they get back from injuries, will be fresh. And as you say, it's a brand new competition. This is the most important competition of all, it's the Connacht Championship and then the All-Ireland series. So look, at hopefully we'll be flying fit and hopefully we've got enough injuries as it is, and hopefully they'll be all back fit and ready, raring to go for the Connacht Championship.
Didn't think about getting a witch doctor or anything like that at one stage?
Well, we thought of all sorts of remedies, Johnny, but none of them worked, unfortunately.
Lastly then, it is a big occasion for in London. So many goalie players have been exiled there, and so many, you see them come back and forth for games. We're staying over, meeting up with a few more. It'll be a nice occasion. Like, you won't be able to probably enjoy it till afterwards, but it is something special for the Galway supporters out there.
Oh, it's a brilliant occasion, Johnny. Like, I've been obviously there over the years myself, going to games. But look, from our own selfish point of view as a group, we just can't even think of any of that at the moment. We just have to concentrate on the game on Saturday. As I said earlier, it's the old cliche, take one game at a time, and that's what we'll be doing. Hopefully all the fans and supporters will enjoy it and enjoy the weekend. But ultimately, we're there to do a job, and we have to take London as seriously as any other team.